Okay, this song is about those white lines in the sky called Look Up.
In the U.S. Air Force was working in bioenvironmental engineering. So throughout 9 years, I worked as an industrial hygienist and an environmental specialist. I want to say around 2006, I started kind of opening my eyes to how the military wasn't really what I thought it was. And people approached me knowing what I did for a living and said, "Have you ever heard of chemtrails?" Well, I hadn't. And that sparked my interest. So I went online and I looked at chemtrails. I saw a lot of, you know, debunking, a lot of sites that were just kind of calling it a conspiracy theory. And I thought, well, geez, this is what I do for a living. Preventive health, making sure that people are not getting sick, especially in the workplace, and by things that we're doing that can affect, you know, human health and the environment. To summarize it, in an attempt to debunk this conspiracy theory as I thought it was, I didn't debunk it. Changed my life. Like I said, this is hard for me because it's not easy standing here and telling my story. One day I was going through that computer system, which if you want to look it up, it's called an Air Force Form 3952. It is the approval of hazardous materials. I was finding tons and tons of large quantities of aluminum, barium, strontium in the forms of oxides and sulfates. So I started asking questions, and at that point, my demonization began.
Hello, old friend, how long has it been? I don't think I've seen you since we were 16. Tell me, how are you? Oh, how the time flies. I heard you're a pilot cruising the skies. It was your destiny, it was your dream. We used to play airplanes when we were 16. Tell me about all the things that you've seen in your wonderful world, in your flying machine. And he said, flying those planes ain't as great as it sounds. I have a story that's sure to astound. There's something quite evil that happens out there, and all of the people are so unaware. You see, I was ordered to fly and to spew a hazy white cocktail, a chemical brew. Have you ever wondered why skies are so gray? And gone are the blue skies from back in the day. Look up to the skies, and ask your government why they're spraying their chemicals over your head. It's almost as though they want everyone dead. Look up, look up, look up. Look up to the sky above. The air that you breathe has been compromised. Please look up, look up, look up.
So then I get moved over to the other air logistics center. There's only two in the Air Force. I started finding the same things at Robins Air Force Base. I conducted air sampling, I conducted soil sampling, and I was getting high levels of these contaminants. When I started asking the question again under a new commander, I never in my life thought I would have somebody look me in the face and tell me, "I am questioning you. Is there something wrong with you? You've been looking really depressed lately. You know I can put you under mental evaluation for up to 120 days. Who would take care of your daughter?" Because I was divorced at the time. As soon as I heard that, I knew. it validated everything I ever thought. And I thought, I've spent 9 years of my life trying to protect human health, and here we are, violating law after law after law. Just sitting here, instead of protecting the people, we are poisoning the people.
Some people, they see those little white lines, assume that it's normal, assume they're benign. But nothing could be much more further from true. Those lingering chemtrails are poisoning you. They poison the ground and they block out the sun. A chemical warfare against everyone. A toxic geoengineering campaign. Do you know of anything more inhumane? Aluminum, barium, strontium too. Ingredients found in their chemical brew. The crops getting drenched with a poisonous rain. With metals so heavy they clog up your brain. Causing diseases, it's so sad to mention. Neurological problems, Alzheimer's, dementia. And people get sicker and sicker. The haze in the sky just gets thicker and thicker. A dastardly crime against humanity. Big Pharma are rubbing their hands gleefully. Cause the more that they spray, then the more is their wealth. The more that they spray, then the worse for your health. But you're all looking down, and you're all unaware. Far too distracted, too busy to care. But I'll blow my whistle, and I'll shout in the streets, until all the people just look up and see. Look up to the sky, and ask your government why. They're spraying their chemicals over your head. It's almost as though they want everyone dead. Look up, look up, look up. Look up to the sky above. The air that you breathe has been compromised. Please look up, look up, look up. Well, that was the last time I saw my old friend. A tragedy happened I can't comprehend. He took his own life, or so it was said. Apparently shot himself twice in the head. My old friend was silenced for telling his tales of flying machines spewing toxic chemtrails. But his story remains about what those planes spray. And when I look in the sky, I can still hear him say, look up to the sky, and ask your government why. They're spraying their chemicals over your head. It's almost as though they want everyone dead. Look up, look up, look up. Look up to the sky above. The air that you breathe has been compromised. Please look up, look up, look up.